I hope that the super naughty, depraved audio that you just listened to, I hope it made you feel good. Because that's the most important thing, to feel good. To give yourself moments of pleasure, because I'm sure you can agree, life, it can be so fucking stressful. So treating yourself, letting your mind get dirty and filthy and feel good, I encourage the fuck out of that. And since it was an audio that was pretty taboo and hardcore, if you will, I want to give you a few reminders. First of all, you are not at all some kind of monster because the sick shit that comes out of my mouth turns you on. It doesn't make you a monster. It makes you a taboo lover. You get a thrill from it. I equal it to the same thing as people watching a horror movie or doing extreme dangerous shit like bungee jumping or whatever. It's a way to feel that little thrill, almost like feeling alive. It doesn't make you a monster, and it doesn't give you some kind of identity. Sure, I may say in the files, you are a pervert, you are a sick fuck, you are a pedophile, but that's all the sake of fetish, of kink. You know, the trigger words, they're exciting to hear. They give that thrill. They're not a definition because you enjoy hearing that. Because you and I both know that you would never hurt anyone. You would never want these kinds of things to happen in real life to real people. I know you don't want that. I don't either. And that's why I think audio, especially taboo audio, is so crucial, because it allows us to experience things that aren't real. It's like being young again and playing pretend and, you know, imagining all kinds of crazy things as a child, letting your imagination run wild. I think it's the same thing. It's all fantasy. And I know that sometimes, you know, maybe sometimes you listen to my audios and you think, that was really hot, I enjoyed that, and you don't feel anything. And then maybe there's some you listen to, or maybe you have a particular day you listen, and it all just feels heavy and in the worst way. Like you almost hate yourself. And that is some bullshit internal talk, because I'm here to tell you, and this is me speaking from experience, our inner voice sometimes is a gaslighting cunt. You know what I'm talking about, that negative voice that just wants to tell you that you're not good enough, you're not hot enough, you're not smart enough, whatever it is. That our minds are, unfortunately, sometimes there to have that yucky, ugly voice. And that voice can come in after you participate in some pretty hardcore taboo fantasies. Maybe that voice wants to tell you that you need to quit listening to this shit. You're sick, blah, blah, blah. Don't listen. Don't listen to that. They are a lying, gaslighting cunt. Because the reality is this. I am an adult woman with a very imaginative mind and a very perverted mind. I'm a taboo lover myself. It thrills me to say the shit that I say. It's exciting for me and gives me a little tingle between my legs. And then you listening to it, not being a real offender or a real true dangerous pedophile, you know, if you are not those things, then that's that. There's no need to overcomplicate it. You know, it's just me and you experiencing a really filthy fantasy, you know, and there's a lot of very ugly, hurt people out there that want to call us, even though we're not real pedophiles that want to hurt children. Even though we're not that, they still hold so much hatred for age play. And it's bullshit. You know, we can sit here and try to unpack it, but I won't. They're just they're misunderstanding their virtue signaling. It's all bullshit. So just erase all that extra sound, extra noise in your head if you feel it, and just be here in the moment with me. Put it away. Come back to it when you feel like getting filthy, and just continue to give yourself love and care. And I do appreciate you. I appreciate you for being, well, for one, for listening to my audios. I always love that, of course. But I do want to commend you for being brave to seek it out and enjoy it. Because some people are too scared. They're too much of a pussy to even look at it or think it. So I want to commend you for that. And, you know, to bring this even more to the forefront and back to reality, I'm sitting here in my bedroom and my fingers and toes are absolutely so cold. But I'll tell you, I live in a place where we get seasons here, but we're like lucky if we get snow. Like we may get it every year, but it never like truly stays for a while, or it's never a true snowstorm. And I'm sitting here just hoping it happens, because I'm originally from a place, I grew up in a place in the South where it never snows ever. And so snow is magical to me. And I accept my cold toes and cold fingers because I love the cold, and I'm so hoping it snows. Being from Florida, and it the first time I experienced snow, it's the sound of it, it's the how it sounds crunching under your shoes, you know, playing in it. It's so magical to me, and I'm just hoping it happens. I'm hoping it happens this year. And just so you know, I'll try to remember to send a picture whenever I send you this file, but currently I have a cat. I put a blanket on my desk so she could sit up here with me. She likes doing that. And my mic is good, so good that it won't pick it up, because she is snoring and it's very, very cute. But yeah, just wanted to bring you even more into reality after such probably an intense experience with me. So yes, words come out of my mouth that are not always filthy. I'm very much I like to call myself um I'm going to say this and I don't want it to be misconstrued, but it's a joke rather. I like white mom shit. Like I collect white mom shit and do white mom shit. So I don't know if you like know what that means, but it's just I'm a very typical regular person. It's just I was born and developed this crazy brain. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. And yes, thank you for allowing me to give you such an experience. And I really appreciate you.